hard to believe it's Friday. It's hard to believe summer's almost over. It's August 10th and you got it tuned to the Texas Standard. Here, we feel like we're a window into a state that seems as diverse as the world itself. A state that is always changing, always moving forward. And just like the world, we don't move without controversy. Of course not. Not without a fight. The world of Texas politics is an example of a place where there are some exciting things happening. And that's where we start with Brandon Ruttinghouse. He's a political science professor at the University of Houston. Brandon, welcome.
Oh, thanks.
So tell me, what other races are you watching this midterm season? Perhaps the attorney generals?
Yeah, that's a big one. The challenge for Democrats is that collectively, all of the statewide officials have got something like $80 million on hand. And Governor Abbott has just purchased about $16 million in ads.
Wow.
So it's going to be difficult to get out from under the, you know, general sort of scope of the Republicans' advantage. But there are a couple that might do so, and I think in a clever way. The attorney general's race, I think, will be really interesting.
Okay.
Justin Nelson, he's an attorney in Austin, and he has taken on who I think is probably, charitably considered the most vulnerable statewide Republican in Ken Paxton. Ken Paxton is under indictment for some securities fraud issue, and that issue won't go to trial until after the election. But he is really well loved in the Republican circles, especially evangelical circles. But most voters beyond that don't necessarily know who he is and probably don't know that there are these legal troubles. So Nelson's objective here, which he might be able to accomplish given that he's raised a fair amount of money and polls show that things are fairly close in that race, is that Paxton does have these issues and that if people can recognize them, then it might be that this is a closer race than people assume.
Wow. So his strategy will be to highlight that. What about Agriculture Commissioner? I understand Kim Olson, a Democrat, is running against Republican incumbent Sid Miller, right?
Yeah, you've got two really big personalities. You have the always combustible Sid Miller, who's the incumbent agriculture commissioner, who is known mostly for controversies rather than for cattle, but he is definitely a character. And Kim Olson, who is his challenger, is a lifelong Air Force veteran. She was a colonel, and she is the spinning image of Ann Richards. She speaks her mind. She is not afraid to tell you the way that it is, and Democrats love her for it. She is talked about in campaign circles as being like a hurricane, like a tornado. She's just a bundle of energy. So when these two get together, I think it will be really interesting. This is a winnable match on paper for Democrats.
The really?
No-nonsense colonel versus the kind of gaffe-prone cowboy. And so it is something Democrats want to see. But the problem is that it's hard to get out from under the sort of natural Republican advantage. She outraised him, and that shows that he's vulnerable. He has ethical problems in his background. Remember the Jesus shot where he used campaign money or he used state money to go to Oklahoma to receive this special cortisone shot. And he's also tied as a tick with Trump, which might isolate some key constituencies like women or college-educated voters. But her path to victory is not so clear. So I think on paper it's a good match, but when it comes down to it, it may be challenging for her.
What about some congressional races? I think you're watching at least three that are super interesting.
There are three in Texas, yeah, that everyone in the Lone Star State is watching, but also we've got a lot of national attention on. And part of the reason is because they've been really effective outraising their challengers. In fact, the three we'll talk about are three of five congressional challengers in the Democratic side that have outraised their opponents. The first is Congressional District 7 in Houston. This is a matchup of incumbent John Culberson versus Lizzie Pannell Fletcher, who's a lawyer here in Houston. Mm-hmm. She has raised more money than him. She presents herself as a kind of more moderate in the Democratic Party. In fact, that's the way that the primary shook out. That is a seat which was formerly held by George Bush, George H.W. Bush. So it's always been a kind of moderate district. Her argument is Culberson's sort of out of step. His argument is to stay the course. This will likely be a referendum on Harvey, in part because a lot of the area where this district is was affected greatly by Harvey.
And you have one more.
Yeah, and the other one I think that's going to be important that also shows changing demographics affecting the Democrats' potential to win seats is Democratic challenger Colin Allred versus Republican incumbent Pete Sessions in Dallas. This is a kind of eastern part of Dallas. Allred is a former NFL player. He's a civil rights attorney. Pete Sessions is, of course, a fairly powerful member of Congress. They've both raised a lot of money. Allred has outraised him, so we could see some fireworks there, especially on the ad war. But it's an interesting race because it matches up kind of the new face of the Democratic Party. It's younger, it's more racially and ethnically diverse versus the Republican Party, which is seen to be a party of kind of older white people. And that, I think, will play out, especially on the ground, because that's a district that's changing much more rapidly than other districts.
Brandon Ruttinghouse is a political science professor at the University of Houston. We're so glad you were here. Thank you, Brandon.
Thanks, Joy.